This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
In Rutherford County, it's going to be another great day. And we have Melissa Warren on and Faye Knox on. And it's awful funny, Melissa, but the very first ad that we have this morning is at Home Care. Isn't that kind of odd?
That's fabulous, Truman.
Have you ever heard of the place?
And I hear it's fabulous.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, let me go ahead and do this, and then you can kind of... tell me what I've done wrong. How about that?
I'll be happy to.
When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. Wow. That means that Home Care is hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care. Telephone number 713-4639. Online at homecaretennessee.com, 713-4639. And that's At Home Care. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Truman. Thank you for having us
again. And thank you for lunch the other day. I enjoyed you and Faye. We had a good time. We talked about everything in Rutherford County and Cannon County, I think.
I believe we did.
And you know, Cannon County used to be, I guess it still is, a suburb of Rutherford County. Is that correct?
Well, yes, and we even have our own Walmart.
Wow, you guys have arrived.
We have.
Did China come in and do a survey and see how things will be going over in
Yes.
Cannon County?
Yes, and they decided to place it in Rutherford County, but designated as with their Walmart.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Nashville does Murfreesboro from time to time.
Right.
We do something great, but it's actually in Nashville when it happened.
Right.
you know, one of the things that I really enjoyed is the relationships that we've got inside the community. And it seems like when we were talking, everybody that we brought up, we each knew them. I mean, the connection is unreal. Of course, you guys and your business, Melissa, is amazing because you have so many personal contacts through the community because of what you do.
Well, and I think that's how you should have business. I mean, I believe very strongly in doing business in Rutherford County. We try our best to do all of our business here. And in turn, you know, we hope people would do the same thing. And the reason for that is if there's a problem with one of my clients, I'm very fast to tell them, you know, I'm 30 minutes just about any direction, and we'll come over there and get it taken care of, because I think that's important when you're talking about services for your family members.
I like your attitude when it comes to dealing with people. And when we were talking the other day, and I already knew it, but when you're dealing with people's relatives, whether it be moms, dads, grandparents, and it could be even children. A lot of people don't realize that. But we link At Home Care to people who are elderly, have gotten to the point where they can't take care of their normal responsibilities at home. But you do other things. I mean, if a person has had a serious operation and they need to rehab for a period of time and they're not going to be able to take care of those things and do some of the things that they need to do, you come in and take care of that.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I agree that that's one of the problems that this industry has. Everyone thinks it's for the aging. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be working or trying to work more closely with the ABC program through the Y, the after breast cancer, to help those ladies who have unfortunately experienced that dreaded disease, because it takes a while to bounce back from cancer, like you said, a serious operation. And so, yeah, we can come in for short period of time or long periods of time. We very much custom it to the client.
Yeah, and you seem to be changing in your business as time goes on, because you've got Faye on duty.
Absolutely.
Now, who I would say a large portion of the people in Rutherford County and Cannon County know Faye, because she was with hospice for a good period of time. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that the ladies and the gentlemen that work with hospice are the most caring, nicest people on this earth. And I still remember the care that our family has gotten over the years with them.
Well, I will always believe in hospice, and I hope that what we do at home care is a bridge program, so that if our clients reach the point in their process that they need hospice, then we have a good partner to call and say, we think our client is at that point. And you know, Truman, one of our missions is to educate the public, mm-hmm. not just about what we do, but we want to be a resource. And sometimes we may not meet that client's needs. And if we don't, then we want to be there to refer them to other resources. I want to say something else about at-home care. One of the values of at-home care is that Melissa is so involved in the community. Mm-hmm. She believes in giving back to this community, and that is essential to what we do. Not only do we walk the walk, we talk the talk. Mm-hmm. So we not only provide all these wonderful services to clients, but we are also there participating in various agencies that provide services for these clients, like the Alzheimer's Association. We're participating in that walk this year. We work closely with the American Cancer Society, the Wine Around the Square, Power of the Pink, that will be held in September. We're both involved in that. So we support the agencies and the other entities that our clients access. So we're there to give them care, but we're also there to be a good resource.
And I know, Melissa, when you hire people, you do an in-depth background. We have talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Because once you get the person trained and everything, you want to make sure that that person cares about the individual or individuals that they're taking care of. And I was talking to a gentleman, and I told him that I was going to have you on, and very complimentary of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
But I was working out the other day at the Y, and he said, I want to mention one thing to you. He said, now I don't even know who this lady was working for, but she brought in three, and it's possible one of these things where they take the ladies out and they let them socialize, mm-hmm. and be around normal situations. And he said she put them at a table. She went and sat at another table and just ignored them for a whole hour. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And he said, no. And he said they were just pretty much kind of lost there by themselves. And then when the hour was up, the lady had gotten her food and she left. It's so comforting to know that you have a place that you can deal with where you know that your family member is not going to be subjected to something mm-hmm. like that. And I know it happens. I know everybody can't hire somebody perfect every time. But I know that's tough to having to deal with those things.
Well, and we have to understand that personalities change. Mm-hmm. I mean, I prime example, I had a fabulous caregiver in with this couple. They loved her. She loved them. Well, one day I get a phone call, and it's the gentleman, and he said, we're gonna have to need a new caregiver. And I said, well, Mr. So-and-so, what's wrong? And he goes, we're just going to have a new caregiver. I said, I tell you what. I said, let me come over, and I'll talk to you and your wife, and let's find out what the problem is. Mm-hmm. So I ran down the street and sat in the floor and talked to both of them. And the only thing they could tell me was she was too nice.
Hmm.
And I said, well, now I don't typically hire mean people, so you're going to have to. Well, after we talked for a while, this little couple had been married 63 years, mm-hmm. okay? Apparently, the mister had started paying more attention to the caregiver than he was Mrs. Mm-hmm. She looked at me and she said, I didn't even think he knew where the laundry room was till she got here. And I said, okay, well, I think I know what the problem is, so we can take care of it. So I got in the car and I called the office and I said, we need a substitute over at this people. Because for months they were fine, but for whatever reason something clicked and now all of a sudden she didn't want her there any longer. So you have to be able to move with her, because there was absolutely nothing wrong with the caregiver. She was fabulous. But at that moment something went wrong, so you have to be able to respond to that, because they're in their home. And that's what we tell our, and I want to call them home care aides. They're not mm-hmm. caregivers. They're not sitters. That's a bad way to define our people. Mm-hmm. Our home care aides do an awful lot, and they're very good. But, you know, we are in their home, so we have to respect their needs, their request. And so you're right. It can get very challenging at times.
I can remember one, a relative, not to say which side of the family, but she had gotten to the point where she wasn't able to take care of things anymore. But she did not want anybody mm-hmm. else in her home. So I can see what you were talking about was more of a territorial thing mm-hmm. than anything else. And to me, that would be one of the hardest things, especially for the lady, since it's going to be in her house, to kind of turn over the helm to somebody else to come in and start taking over. It would be that would be a strange adjustment, but evidently it was going right until the husband got involved in it, and probably just like she said, he'd never backed him to rug or anything else during that time.
Well, and I think, you know, we have to understand it's their home. And the one thing I don't want us to do, and we preach this all the time, is that these people have to stay involved. I mean, it is their home. I mean, if they can dust, let them dust. If they can fold clothes, let them fold clothes. Because once we take over every purpose they have for being here, what is their purpose? So we have to make sure we give them enough room, the ability to make decisions when it's, you know, a safe decision, and go with it. Because, I mean, it's their home, it's their life, and if we're not letting them live it, then what's the purpose for them to be here?
In a way, the ladies, if they do get along and they have common interests, you might say, and that, to me, that would be one of the ways to put somebody in a home, if they do kind of like a lot of the same things, that would be like bringing in a brand new friend. Mm-hmm. Somebody that they can really enjoy being with. And I guess the poor old guy, he can sit there and watch his sports programs or whatever, or maybe get his golf buddies to come over and talk to him.
And you know, Truman, sometimes that brand new friend can really be the catalyst for that person to maybe re-examine their past interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've got a fresh set of eyes coming in, a fresh set of ears coming in, and just in passing, the client might mention, oh, I love music, mm-hmm. but yet they haven't played music for a long time in the home. And you can just bring something like that in and start playing music and engage that person. It can make a tremendous difference in their quality of life. And this is what our caregivers do, our home health, our home care aides do.
Yeah, watch it there,
buddy. I know. I've got a... and we have one client who loves theater.
All right.
And I'm going to put a little plug in here. Center for the Arts in Murfreesboro and the Arts Center in Cannon County put on tremendous productions.
Good as anybody.
Absolutely. And we have this one client that loves to go to the theater. And we will take her, or, you know, one of our home care aides will take her, one of our care coordinators will take her, and she gets to go out and have, you know, socialize with people at the theater and really enjoy herself. So these are things that we do all the time that the public may not be aware of, how we engage our clients to give them a good quality of life.
Well, speaking of the theater, we will be, At Home Care will be sponsoring On Golden Pond in October. I'm very proud to have made that relationship with the arts
Center for the Arts here.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in Murfreesboro?
Yeah, it'll be the one in Murfreesboro in October. It starts its run in October.
That was a great movie,
except
for one person.
Who?
I wouldn't have gone to see it if I'd known that she was in it.
Katharine Hepburn?
No.
Who?
You ought to know.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. That would have been
Jane Fonda.
Oh. Yeah.
I would not buy anything.
Well, trust me,
to do with her.
She won't be in the play here in Murfreesboro, so you can go to the play.
I remember one of the neatest things. We went to an Atlanta Brave, and I've told this before, but you probably haven't heard it. We were watching a game, and about 20 of us. And all of a sudden, the place erupted with booze. And we said, oh, man, there's a fight going on in here somewhere. We kept looking and looking, and it was Ted Turner and Jane Fonda coming down. And she didn't stay long.
Mm-mm.
And I thought, how appropriate. Oh, let's get back to the good stuff. Now, Faye, you've been with hospice.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be a rewarding job. Extremely rewarding, but it had to be one of the most stressful jobs a person can get into, because you're dealing with a person at the very end of their lives, and one of the most rewarding things is sharing some of the things that have gone on in their lives, and knowing that you're doing something to ease their pain and some of the things that are going on with them. But how do you handle that? Because I've met so many of them in that, I'm going to call it a profession. It is a profession
because
you have to really be special to be in that business.
Truman, the way I approached it is, yes, people were approaching the end of their life. Mm-hmm. But I felt it a great honor, a great privilege to be involved with that person's life at that point in time. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that hospice does is not only care for the patient, they care for the entire family.
Right, they do.
And that patient is going to die. That family is going to be here. So it is one of the missions of hospice is to stay involved with that family to help them through the grieving process. And death is natural. It's the only way we're going to leave this world. So it's just another phase in our life, and that was the attitude I had to accept. I had to come to terms with it, that yes, I love this patient. This patient's going to die, but I want to be here to make that patient and that family have a good transition. And Truman, there is such a thing as a good death and a bad death. And I think anyone who has experienced hospice, you did with your mom, it was a good death.
Yeah.
And the family was taken care of and supported and loved.
Something that you'll never forget are those specific times. You can remember the good times when you were kids, when your mom and dad, and some of the great things that happened all your life. But there's something special about sharing those things near the end, and it just seems like it becomes more important at the time.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Melissa and Faye.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM. Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Since 1957, Advantage Home Improvement has been satisfying customers all over Middle Tennessee. From roofing to remodeling, we have one goal in mind: to exceed our customers' expectations. We are a licensed contractor, carry $1 million of liability insurance, and proudly maintain an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you have damage from recent storms, or maybe you're just looking to have your kitchen remodeled, call us today for a free estimate at 890-8463.
Identity theft is when someone uses your name, social security number, credit card number, or other personal information to apply for a credit card or gain access to your money. Some believe it won't happen to them, but more are finding out it can. For tips on how to keep your identity safe, visit gobbb.org or call me at 867-0032. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Discount Auto Repair in Murfreesboro. What makes us different than other repair shops? We proudly employ Christian technicians. Our mechanics are honest, they do high-quality work, and they only recommend service and repairs that are truly needed for your car or truck. Give us a call at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Roberts, we beat the dealership on service and price.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and online at WGNSradio.com means that you can listen to us anywhere. AM, FM, online.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Jim Williams. The state Supreme Court has ruled two doctors can't pursue a malicious prosecution claim against a patient who sued them for malpractice, then dropped that action. The case began in 2005 when Tracy Allen was told by Vanderbilt Hospital that a previous medical procedure left a guide wire in a vein leading to her heart. Allen sued the Williamson Medical Center, Dr. Elliot Himmelfarb, and Dr. Douglas York, claiming negligence in care. Allen dropped her suit a few weeks later when the hospital took responsibility for the wire, but the doctors then sued her. The unanimous decision stops that action, the opinion saying a higher standard for malicious prosecution is needed because such actions can deter people from using the courts to settle legitimate disputes. Gas prices are on the rise as Hurricane Isaac makes landfall on the Gulf Coast. Average price of gas across Tennessee, $3.63 a gallon today, 6-cent increase in the last 24 hours. It could go even further up if Isaac causes a lot of damage. And a mid-state woman entrusted with saving lives is now accused of stealing from a patient. Ashley Choate, out of a job with a Sumner County EMS. Officials say she took cash from the car of a late woman.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, 10 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-590-7570. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-590-7570. That's 800-590-7570. Again, 800-590-7570.
Nissan, with a plant in Smyrna, has given Middle Tennessee State at nearby Murfreesboro two electric cars and three charging stations to promote the use of zero-emission vehicles. MTSU says the Nissan Leafs are going to go into the university's motor pool. Also in Murfreesboro, the Middle Tennessee State Police will be holding a free rape defense class for women this fall. The comprehensive self-defense and safety class is open to everybody who's a woman at MTSU, students, faculty, and staff, as well as citizens of Murfreesboro. One mid-state business has gotten bitten by some nasty bugs.
A Nashville Xerox call center is battling a bed bug problem. The Metro Health Department says this is the first case of workplace infestation that they've ever heard of, adding it's possible workers with infected homes are reinfesting the office building.
TRN's Dan Idem. And a Nashville family in the wrong place at the wrong time overnight when their car was hit by a stolen car. Jim Williams, TRN News.
This is Dr. Kelly Buckles. Having two children myself, I utilize my staff at Laser Therapy and Chiropractic Center for adjustments and massages throughout my pregnancies. I was able to continue work and felt great. We have certified prenatal therapists on staff that provide relief to expecting mothers.
Laser Therapy and Chiropractic Center at 524 North University Street.
We are excited to welcome a fellow alumni and colleague of mine, Dr. Thea Carner. Call 217-8624 today. Same day appointments available.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine.
Hola amigos, this is Sergio from OK Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us, come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Here are today's specials at OK Jose. Wednesday is 99 cent enchiladas.
Stop by OK Jose on South Rutherford next to Walmart for 99 cent enchilada day. Again, that's on South Rutherford next to Walmart. And don't forget, tomorrow night is karaoke night.
Weather Eye.
Well, plenty of sunshine across the forecast area with a high of 90 and a light north wind becoming northeast. Slight chance for showers and storms late tonight, low of 71. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, it's 75.
We want to say congratulations to our good neighbor of the day, Betty Jones, out on Warrior Drive. She receives a bouquet of flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. And our birthday cake winner today, Brandy Smith. You see Brandy say happy birthday to her. She's the one who has the Junior's Foodland birthday cake.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You had an accident and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less. Safe Auto.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Melissa Warren, Faye Knox. Faye Northcutt Knox.
Yes.
I should have mentioned that, Northcutt. And we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by Gordon Ralston Photography, 315 Hickerson Drive, here in Murfreesboro. And you can reach them at 396-8776 on the internet, www.gordonralstonphoto.com. And Al Gordon, a master craftsman photographer, and Larry Ralston, certified craftsman, and they're all both local guys, been here all their lives, are the most awarded studio in the Middle Tennessee area, operating a full-service photographic studio in Murfreesboro. They specialize in weddings, high school seniors, and family portraits. Their work is classic, yet current with a creative edge. Al was even awarded the Grand Award for the best wedding image in the world. Gordon Ralston, they look forward to meeting you, and they always treat everybody just like family. Because living here in Rutherford County, we are all family. Well, Melissa, y'all do so many things inside the home for people. And I think I've talked, I have so many friends that are older and maybe have, their health has fallen a little bit. And the biggest fear from everyone is that they want to be able to stay home and they want to stay as independent as possible. I think that is right at the top. You know, we all know we're going to die, but that doesn't seem like it's the biggest concern. It's what's going to happen in the in-between time.
Well, absolutely. I mean, my dad was one that wanted to die in his home. I had a gentleman probably the first couple of years I was in my business called me one day and asked me if I could help him stay at home, and just, well, yes, sir, I'll talk to you. Let's see if we can. And the next words still haunt me. He said, I'm too old to make memories someplace else. And then I started thinking about
it. What a great thought.
I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, our home is where my boys have had their birthdays, our Christmases. We've had good times. We've had bad times. And, you know, those don't move with you. Mm-hmm. So it has been a goal of mine to help people keep their memories with them wherever they are. So it's what we do.
Was that one of the things that generated your thoughts and as far as going into this particular business?
No, what generated my thoughts going into this business is I have a ton of confidence. Mm-hmm. And having gone through my father passing and my mother doing the majority of the efforts for him to keep him at home, mm-hmm. when the opportunity presented itself, I thought, well, yeah, I can run a business. I can, you know, manage people. I'm mm-hmm. fine with that. It didn't take me long to find out this is not a business. This is a mission. This mm-hmm. is what I'm supposed to be doing. I get up every day blessed knowing that I'm doing what the Lord put me on this earth to do, and that's to take care of my fellow man. So I'm one of those people that is very, very blessed and being able to find their passion.
I can't think of anybody else I'd rather have my parents have than someone like you that is running an organization that's their main goal is to take care of the people inside. And I was talking to my Aunt Nancy the other day. She may get mad at me, but she's got her 90th birthday coming up, and she has been so blessed. In fact, she's even said it to me that she has lived in her home. She's taken care of it for many, many years, and still just as sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're looking at, if you get a call and someone is asking for your services, I'm sure you go in and do an assessment of what the particular needs are, whether it's a lady or a man or a husband and wife or whatever, or maybe it's a situation where you have parents there and they have a family member who's not able to take care of themselves, and there's a possibility they may have to send that child or a person into a place where they can take care of them, but they don't really want them to leave the home. How do you go in and take care of that?
Well, I wished I could say, we do this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. And we do a combination, but every client is different. Mm-hmm. You go in, you listen, you find out what their needs are, where they're struggling, and try to help figure out, are you the best answer? Because like Faye said earlier in the conversation, we're not the answer for everybody, mm-hmm. but my goal is to try to be the best resource to help them find the answer. So, we do our assessment, but everybody is different. I've had people go, well, I know you've heard this story 50 times. It may be similar, but it's their mom or it's their grandmother, and it makes the story completely different. And we have to look at everybody independently, individually. And to go on something Faye said that hospice does and does it very well is the family. And that's a huge goal for me because I tell the family members, if they are still worried about mom or dad or grandparents while we're in the home, then we haven't done our job. Mm-hmm. We need them to trust that we are going to take care of them to the best of our ability so they don't have that burden on them anymore. I mean, you always worry, but I want them to feel confident and comfortable that we are doing what we said we will do. And if not, we correct it and do it. don't we, Faye?
Absolutely. And getting that family involved, if there is a close family, is very important because we want the family to understand and the client to understand that we are there for them and they are still in control. Mm-hmm. We're not there to take over. We're there to provide assistance to them in whatever area they need, and we need for them to engage us with their conversations, with their needs. Mm-hmm. Let us know. We can't second guess. That doesn't benefit anyone. So it's important that you do a thorough assessment of their needs and relay that to the family because, like with my mom and dad, I can tell you right now, my mother would not have necessarily told me mm-hmm. what she needed, but she might tell Melissa mm-hmm. right. because Melissa's a third party.
Right.
She was too close to me. So many times we can get more information from that client than, say, the family can, but it's up to us to share that with the family so that they will buy into it and know it, and we document all of this. So It can be a rather in-depth mm-hmm. Relationship, but in order to provide the care that we want to care, we feel like we need to do that.
And it's a fluid relationship.
Yes.
Because where we start could change in 6 months mm-hmm. or 8 months.
So or the next day.
Yeah, or the next day. And we have to have people, and I think, at-home care is great at having some of the best home care aides in Rutherford County. We mm-hmm. hire, about 140 now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and they're very good about calling us and saying, Miss Smith isn't looking very good today, or Mr. Mm-hmm. Jones, and we can stay involved. Mm-hmm. It's not a just, let us make sure we can build the client. We want to make sure that client is being taken care of and has the best care we can provide them.
And you know something else, Truman, that people may not realize. You can have non-medical care, which is what we do, mm-hmm. and home health at the same time. Home health requires a physician's orders, mm-hmm. and normally that home health is ordered when a patient is transitioning from the hospital to home, mm-hmm. and still needs that medical care, mm-hmm. and we can come in and provide the adjunct care, like the housekeeping, like the cooking, the transport. So you don't have to choose one or the other. You can have both. And some people may not realize that.
There are some things that you cannot do, right?
Right. We cannot do anything related to medication.
No dispensing or anything?
No. We can remind the client it's time to take their medication. We can show them where it is, but we can't actually administer the medication. Mm-hmm. So we are strictly non-medical.
Now, when you work out, do you do a contract, or you just is this all just something that you work out directly with us?
We do have paperwork. Uh-huh. You know, we're licensed by the state, so uh-huh. there's always paperwork.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But it's called a service agreement,
uh-huh.
And we sign those up. And I mean, it's no requirement. I mean, I've got some that sign their parents up or their spouse up in anticipation of needing the service but yet never needed it. The benefit of having the paperwork done mm-hmm. is so if they called us at 6 o'clock in the morning, we already know about that person. We've got mm-hmm. the paperwork, we've got them in our computer, we know what kind of home care aid they need. So we're a step above or a step ahead of where that service is going to start. But yeah, it's just an agreement so that when the state audits us, they know that we have the permission of that person to come into their home, and they realize that it is a chargeable service.
Now, do you set up the hours that are you're going to be there inside that home to take care of that? Because I'm sure everybody has different needs. So if they need 8 hours, 16, 24, or those type things. Do you set that up?
Well, we work with the family to see what's best. Uh-huh. We don't dictate, say, well, we only work from 8 to 10.
Right.
It's you know, whatever's the best for the client. If they're an early riser, then we can be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. We had one client, we were going to at 4:30 to get him up and get him bathed and get him ready for the day. That's what his routine was. That's what he wanted. And we were able to deliver it. So, yeah, we work with the family, and again, we make adjustments as need be.
Then do you have good cooks?
As long as I'm not the one they're using. I live by 1-800 call carry out, but no, we do have some good country cooks.
Uh-huh.
But you know, and that's some of the stuff we try to do. Like there was this one client who she was like 98 years old, and wow. She played music all of her life. She loved music. She could no longer do it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in listening to that, we got one of our home care aides. I still struggle. Home care aides. That was a gospel. She loved to sing gospel and play the piano. So we would
perfect.
Come in and get her dressed, get her fed, get her bathed, and then they would sit at the piano, and the family was fine with that. Anything that made mom happy. She would play the piano for 30 minutes to an hour, and they would sit there and sing gospel songs, and she could not have been any happier. The family was very, very pleased.
Now, I would love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is pretty neat. What happens, say, if the guy is, it's on a Saturday, and the guy's got tickets to a football game in Knoxville, 173 mm-hmm. miles from here, mm-hmm. Two tickets. They gonna go with him?
If I can have one of the tickets.
I mean, that's part of the deal.
Oh, yeah. We go to different functions with our clients as requested. We've been to funerals with them. We've been to weddings with them. We've been to events with them. We had one gentleman who had a weekly luncheon with his gentleman friends.
Oh.
And our home care aide accompanied him to his luncheon. So, yeah, we can get, I mean, it's important for them to continue those social activities. And we can either be part of the activity or we can set aside. It's just really whatever the client is most comfortable with.
Have you ever had problems with someone that maybe the caregiver has to go somewhere else? And the people that he or she is staying with become so distraught over it that they don't want them to leave. What do you do in a situation like that? Because I can see relationships getting that strong.
Well, they do get that strong. And, you know, we try to assure them that we do have someone else to come in and help them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's not good enough. And they will just go without service that day. I mean, it is mm-hmm. truly the client. Unless we feel it's detrimental to them, in that case, we may get a family member involved. We do our best to always provide the service, but we can't force someone to open their door to us. Mm-hmm. But you are absolutely right. Sometimes they get too close, and it can become a problem because it is still a business arrangement. Mm-hmm. It is not. It's a relationship. It's a friendship. But we've got to remember, and I have to remind my home care aides often, that, you know, this is a business relationship you have with this person. So we handle them.
I remember a situation that ended up in court, and it was in court forever. And right now I do not remember what the final verdict was on it. But a lady who had some type of disease that she was kind of born with younger in life. And then after her parents died, she still had brothers and she was the sister. And she was really not able to make good judgments. She depended a lot upon drugs for pain and things like that. And the parents left quite a bit of money to make sure that she was taken care of. But she still had brothers that would still come in and check on her and oversee her. But it ended up that the caregivers were taking her money. And then the family found out about it, and they were trying to have her taken out of the home, and it was her home at that time. And it ended up in the biggest mess you have ever seen. Something that I thought would be a simple verdict turned out to be the most complicated thing mm-hmm. that I have ever seen in my life. And that actually happened here in Rutherford County. And I know that's something you guys have to watch, is the relationship. You want really nice relationships. You want it to be like, you know, daughter and mom or whatever. But human nature can be funny sometimes, especially with people who now that the number one person in their lives is that person that's mm-hmm. taking care of them. It's really close.
It is close, and that's one of the reasons I preach and preach to go through a company like ours mm-hmm. and not
right.
hire my next-door neighbor's mm-hmm. second cousin that lives down the street. Mm-hmm. Because we go in and we survey. We send staff members in to talk to the clients. We have regular conversations with our home care aides. So if we start seeing things getting too close, we step in. Mm-hmm. My home care aides know that if they take any gift from a client, it could cost them their job.
Good for you.
Because we don't do that. Mm-hmm. We tell our clients it can cost them their job. Mm-hmm. I actually have some clients call me around the holidays or a birthday and say, I really want to give, you know, her, you know, a little something. And if I feel very comfortable that client can make that decision, I'll say, okay, well, you know, it just needs to be something tiny. Or if I feel like it's questionable, I will check with the family just to make sure the family is okay that gift be given. But no, it has to be basically run through the office, or it could cost them their job because, as you said, we've had homes signed over to private caregivers in this community, and families didn't know until the will was read that the home was no longer the family home. It had actually been signed over to somebody else.
Well, you see that in almost every occupation where someone comes in contact with an individual that's lonely or maybe they feel uncomfortable with anybody else, and then this person comes along, and next thing you know, they own everything that the individual has. They leave them everything. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get caught up in that trap. But businesses, especially like you, and I know the way you do your business, which is great, and we're so fortunate to have you here in our community, you're governed by so many things, mm-hmm. by the state and how you do things. And I'm sure the insurance rate is through the roof, like everything else. It's a tough business. I mean, doing business, what you think in a common sense way, this is going to take care of everything, and then all of a sudden you got something coming from the right and the left and trying to zap you. You know, I admire you for being in this business. I really do.
Well, thank you. But like I said, this is where I'm supposed to be, and I think that's what makes it, you know, so special to me.
We're going to take a quick break and let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. And when you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on the Ridgely Road.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Are you searching for a full-service, one-stop-shop contracting and construction team to repair your damaged residential or commercial roofing system? Fessler Home Improvement and Construction is a fully licensed and insured company with a solid rating from the Better Business Bureau, and we're here to help. Call us at 217-4907. We also specialize in water damage and remodeling. Call 217-4907 for a free, no-obligation inspection. Fessler Home Improvement and Construction, 217-4907.
Quality products, outstanding service, friendly employees, all are essential to a successful business. But there are also invisible products every business must have, like honesty, dependability, and customer trust. Customer loyalty is earned when businesses take the time to learn from their customers. Our BBB accredited businesses make this pledge. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
I am True Blue. Get your tickets now to the 2012 home opener against McNeese State Thursday night, August 30th at MTSU's Floyd Stadium. $14 to $20 tickets are on sale now.
Show your True Blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
We're talking with Dr. Rishi Saxena, this area's only certified physician in heart CT, about the 64-slice CT scan.
Before you go for heart catheterization because of chest pain or minor abnormality in stress test, you need to consider this non-invasive device to find out about the blockage. Or if you just have risk factor, you're not having any chest pain, you want to find out plague early so you could act on it.
No needles, no pain, it only takes minutes. Call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena.
Here's Frank LaPetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LePetrie, and may the Lord bless you.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Don't miss our annual Labor Day sale and Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and everything is on sale.
Get savings up to 80% off everything. That's up to 80% off.
And a huge sale on fountains and bird baths. Don't miss our Labor Day sale at Martin's Home and Garden with free lunch from 11 to 2.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Great time for fishing here in Middle Tennessee. This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors, inviting all of y'all to come by and pick up your supplies. We've got rods and reels and line, artificial baits.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Like you're going to Smyrna, we're half a mile from Thompson Lane on the right.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS, AM and FM.
Okay, Melissa. Do you have Miss Faye on board now? And I know what she adds, but I would like to hear it from Faye about her decision to come over.
Truman, when I was working for Alive Hospice, even though I loved the work that we did and still love the work that hospice does, I will always be a firm believer in hospice. I also saw other needs that were not being met with our patients to no detriment to hospice, mm-hmm. because like every provider, you have regulations, mm-hmm. and we couldn't be in the home 24 hours. Hospice right. could not be. So I saw that need there, and I saw so many families that were struggling to provide the care that their loved ones needed on a 24-hour basis. And Melissa and I had many, many conversations before I made that decision to leave hospice and come to work for at-home care, because I saw such a need to educate the public that you don't have to make a decision between hospice and at-home care. Mm-hmm. You can have both. And at-home care can be there to provide that additional care that patient may need, and to comfort that family also. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like that was where I needed to be at that point in time, mm-hmm. was to get that message out that there is help there for you. There is help for your family. We can help you stay in your home, because so many hospice patients wanted to stay in their home, mm-hmm. but some of them couldn't because there was no family there to help them stay there, or if there was, the family was just burned out. You know, they worked, they had small children, and couldn't be there for their loved one. So I made the decision after Melissa and I talked. I said, look, I won't come to work for you. I want to be there to get the message out.
And good for you. And you know, where I worked at one time, we couldn't always do the things that they wanted us to do because we were involved in a lot of personal, emotional things. Mm-hmm. But we made sure that we always had the resources there that could handle the problems that they were in. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that every individual on this earth is going to have a time in his or her life where they're not going to be able to make decisions on their own. They're going to have to find someone. And we're so blessed in this community that whatever the problem, there is an answer mm-hmm. out there somewhere.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that you guys have decided that your business is going to take care of everybody, whether you can do it yourself or not. You're going to make sure that each individual who has a problem is going to be taken care of.
That's our goal.
That you know, I commend you for it, because we need more businesses like yours that are so sympathetic to the individual's needs. And that's hard to do, because everybody goes through times in their lives where the stress just builds up mm-hmm. so much, and they don't know what to do. I mean, mm-hmm. they think they do, and a lot of times they don't even know what they're going through. That's tough.
Right. It is tough, because like the generation of your mom and my dad, they were independent. They've been independent, and they had to do everything for themselves because they didn't have the resources. And like my grandmother lived with us. I mean, that was just what you did back in those days. But now we're such a fluid society that you may not have your children close to you to help you out. Or if you do have a child close to you to help you out, they're working. They've got small children. And the stress of trying to provide care for your family and then your parents can be overwhelming. And you get caregiver breakdown. And then nobody, absolutely no one benefits from that. It becomes a real issue for everybody concerned. So this is one of the things that we want to educate the public on, is that you don't have to do it all yourself. And there is no shame and no harm in asking for help. I mean, you can't expect everybody to be everything to everyone.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's what most of us try to do. So we want to tell them, it's okay, ask for help, we're here to help you.
I'm sure sometimes you have children who have talked to their moms and dads, and they may be a little bit reluctant about somebody coming into
mm-hmm.
their house.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that's not uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
But how long does it normally take? And I don't know if there's even an average on this or not. But when the parents actually become adjusted and are so glad that their children made the decision to have somebody in their home?
I think when those children realize that they don't have to run home from work, prepare a meal for their children, and run over to their mom and dad's house mm-hmm. to take care of them, mm-hmm. when they finally have someone that they can trust, like at-home care, mm-hmm. to be there to prepare that evening meal for their mom and dad, mm-hmm. and then they can stay with their family and be rest assured that their mom and dad's been taken care of. You would be amazed at the change in their attitude, the change in their whole day, evening, mm-hmm. whatever, because they can devote time. Not that they don't care for their mom and dad, of course they do, but they can devote time to their family and not have that stress.
What I like to tell the kids is, I want you to remain the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you. The last memory you have of your mom or dad is changing their Depends or giving them a shower or feeding them. You know, I want you talking about your fifth birthday party where something went wrong. Or I want those memories, because I was blessed to be able to do that with my dad before he died. I mean, we cared for him, but we had hospice come in. So the last week or so, I mean, we got to talk to him
mm-hmm.
and had somebody else do the work.
Mm-hmm. And that is a precious memory.
Oh, it is. It'll be with me forever.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Truman. Thank you so
Melissa,
much.
And good luck. And I know the community needs you. And you guys do such a good job. And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we will have Mr. Jimmy Taylor, and it's Rear Admiral Jimmy Taylor, and it's going to be an absolutely great show. See you in the morning at 9 a.m.